And we decided then to target everyone and produce some images at specific target audiences to get our message across. I'm going to go through some of these images now, as you'll see them. First one is the colour app with us here today. We produced it. Second one, probably one of the most striking, the drum, the side of the drum. And these were all professionally designed and produced for us in the studio, etc., etc. Now another one, couldn't get a girl with blonde hair, we couldn't Photoshop it. Just can't see her. That's a, going up the Lisburn Road with a flag over the shoulder, etc. Following one, I got one with the tattoo. She was an hour and a half to hold that boy down and get the tattoo done. I won't tell you what shirt he's wearing, but it's not a Ranger shirt. We don't have one available, but that's a laugh. I'll keep there just for a minute. And we've got with us today along with the Colorette. These are props that we produce. The campaign itself will see 20,000 leaflets distributed to members, bonds, and spectators. In fact, with copies of leaflets today, we'll hand out at the end. Every Orangeman in Belfast will receive a letter from our friendly master, asking them to share the info with their family, their friends, their work colleagues, and their neighbours. We're not saying every Orangeman's a problem here, quite the opposite. It's a minority of people in all these categories. But we need to get the message to them. And the way to get the message to them is use their own membership and supporters. That's one of the ways to do it. We'll be putting up posters and halls with some of these images of them across community centres, pubs, clubs, right across Belfast. We'll be distributing 25,000 beer mugs to cover 50 pubs and clubs in the Belfast area. An article will appear in the Belfast Council magazine, City Matters, that will go to every home in Belfast. Over 20,000 bottles of free branded water will be handed out, and there will be other items distributed in the near future as part of our marketing strategy. So who are our key partners? Well, one is the Public Health Agency. They have been very supportive of what we've been trying to do. They've helped us with advice about alcohol, and they've contributed significantly to the campaign. But not only about alcohol advice, there's advice coming through about skin cancer, about exercise, about looking after your health, your heart, men's health in general, because by and large, the Order of the Bonds are a male-dominant organisation. The health authorities can't get in the mail to inform them about their health, so they're going to do that in partnership with us, to our target audience, and we can both get a message across, a health message, and a message about how you behave yourself and reducing drinking the problems of that. We see a particular relationship developing around health with the Public Health Authority. And this appears in all the leaflets, this will be on some of the other things we're producing as well. Our other key partner I've already mentioned is the PSNI, but also includes the Police and Partnerships and the Belfast City Council. They have the enforcement responsibility. And believe it or not, we work closely with the PSNI and the Belfast City Council to reduce on-street drinking. Many of you know there's choke points at certain periods where there's wheelie bins, and the PSNI on occasions can take drink of people in the streets and then dispose of them back. Council's very strict, they made them policemen pour out all their drink before they go out and do that. The council are very fair in what they do. But again, that's enforcement. We're trying to avoid that. I'm sure the police can avoid it as well. And I say the police can't do it on their own. From the start, we've involved ourselves with their campaigns and doing this. And I said we fully support these choke points and all that they do. But as I say, enforcement's the last resort. We're waiting more on two other aspects of our campaign, others we're waiting more on funding. One of them around putting up maybe three temporary murals around the city before the 12th of July, because our people read their politics sometimes and their history and their culture of the murals. So these are just mock-ups obviously often, and they will look painted. And the other one is quite significant. We hope to have an advertising campaign on buses. 30 buses that travel along main routes through Union's communities. Will there be an advert inside of the bus, the back of the bus, and inside the bus? However, we are sensitive. There's no way to put the Union Jack on the outside of that bus in case it's moved to another route, and then it gets all its windows put in. So there'll be no images on the outside that will attract bond your attention. Yes, our logo is definitely there, but you won't have the bondsman on the outside or anything else, because we are sensitive around the campaign. We want to make sure people not only recognise the logo, but know the message behind it, and those who need to act upon it. Coca-Cola is one of the most recognisable brands in the world, but if it wasn't selling Coke, it's not much good as a brand. We need people to hear, understand, and act on our message. Major part of the campaign is social media. In fact, we would say one of the major cornerstones. Those other methods are traditional methods, which we believe you have to do. We're very fond of traditional methods, as you know, so we'll do those. But also social media, and this is something new to many of us as you look around the age profile of the institution. We believe that Facebook and Twitter will help reach a particular part of the audience. What we're looking for is endorsement of this campaign through that. And what we'll be doing there is having little clips of people reading out our message. And I have to practice this because it's very hard. It's not about the battle. It's about the battle. Don't you have to practice? It's about the battle, not the battle. And one of the things is we'll use those outtakes, shall we say, and Ivan knows all about outtakes. We'll use those outtakes as well. I think that what we hope that leading politicians, leading sport personalities, other people, leading members of their own institution in the bathroom will put that message up. They'll be going on the Facebook site. But to that end, four schools have undertaken to produce several short videos around the theme. Don may share something at the end about that. But we've employed an actress and a tech person who are actually working with the children, storyboards, all the rest, to produce these, so as we'll put them on our site. Big phrase that's come about for me is content marketing. How you try to keep your site. These boys here will know all about it here. But we go up the next slide, we'll see content marketing. We're beginning to put some. The sites are up and running, but we haven't really put the energy into them. Probably next Monday will be the date we'll go all the way in with them. We'll put facts around the song, just because that's what we're up and that's what we want people to respect. We'll put facts around our brains, when they're occurring, what time they're occurring, what route they're occurring. Healthy lifestyle, the public health service will put on some content. Let me give you an example. I think it's the last week in June is Alcohol Awareness Week. It's also one of the Northern Ireland games that week. We'll be working with the schools. I think one of the videos is around a football theme and about the battle on the battle. So we may that week particularly put up a lot of information around football, schools, etc. The tie-in, so it all ties in about happy living. PS and I are already designing some little things we've got on our site about some information they want to share with the public. The City Council will be sharing information like where's the toilets in the top day, very important, that type of thing. Then shopping, we'll tip it out in shopping at times. Other places to visit when you're in Belfast, not only Titanic, Belfast, but also there's a special exhibition up in Schomburg House about the Lillian Poppy, about the song, which is actually on the 13th of July. We already mentioned Northern Ireland football. Lots of facts about the Battle of Boyne, which is obviously the original reason why we're walking on the 12th of July. There's so many other areas we're talking about, we'll be doing a competition, all sorts of things that we can put on the site to draw people to it. Lastly, I just want to say, how can you help us? As I already said, we'd ask for a fair win. We'd ask you to share any ideas you have to enhance the campaign. Because it's new to us, we're doing our best, we think we're touching a lot of buttons, but there may be a few we're missing. I want you to join the campaign as well and share the campaign with your audiences, because many of you have wide readerships, both on the net and in the traditional press. We want you to try and share the message, not saying become champions for the Orange Order, because I think the beauty of this campaign is anybody can buy into it. You're not buying into the Orange Order. What you're buying into is a campaign to reduce on-street drinking, which happens in the Holy Land, which happens in the Prophet's Valley, which happens in Belsonic, which happens in all the events. We're just trying to do our part about our particular event. And again, we're not precious. If there's learning from those other events, we'll take it on for next year. If anything we do successful, we're more than happy to share that, because we want to live in a better city. Orange Fest is providing the coordination, but the collaborative effort by all will see the situation improve. Again, thank you for coming along with some questions. Maybe just Don want to briefly say something about the school's project to share with us, sir. With great cooperation from the police, the council, the house, the police, anybody with a post, public health, they see it as a no-brainer. At least we're trying to do something. But again, as I say, the photograph in front of some newspapers on the 13th, 14th of July will be a couple of trunks in the street. Failure of campaign. We're not going to change it overnight, as I said, it's an attitudinal change, will take time. But we will look at statistics like how much drink the police confiscate. Is there any reduction in antisocial behaviour, that type of thing. and there will be anecdotal stories